The U.S. and South Korea have resumed their largest joint field exercises in years. That's after the downsizing of previous drills due to diplomatic efforts and COVID-19 restrictions. The exercises began less than 20 miles from the fortified border with North Korea. On the field was live fire from American and Korean howitzers, tanks, machine guns, and mortars. Apache helicopters were also involved. The two allies see the drills as a key part of deterring North Korea and its growing nuclear arsenal. But North Korea has condemned the drills as a rehearsal for war. Colonel Brandon Anderson is the deputy commander for the exercises. He said the drills are not aimed at any one adversary, but did allude to the threat from North Korea. Currently, there are more than 28,000 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea.